The Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes present presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter, starring Willie Fennell as Dexter Dutton.
Or a bike, or just a rainy day.
Be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth Save, Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth Now.
And you've all heard the story of the three bears, but tonight you're all going to hear the story of the two bears. You see, in Asheville, there's a men's society or club known as the Bears. And two of its leading members are Dexter Dutton and Steve Gallagher. Part of the regalia for this club is a bearskin cap, which the members carry to and from meetings in a special type over-the-shoulder bag. However, my story begins this way. Once upon a time, not so long ago, there were these two bears. And this is how Decky Bear tried to get Mummy Bear's permission to go to the annual bear smoker.
Oh, pass the salt, please, Pop.
Ashley, while Janie's out and your mother's in the kitchen, I'd like to ask you a little favor.
Well, sure, Pop, as long as you don't want to borrow money.
No, nothing like that. Next Saturday night, I want to get out to go to the Bears annual smoko, and your mother mightn't be, well, she mightn't be crazy about the idea.
Well, gee, I'll bet she is. I'll bet when you mention it, she goes crazy.
Yeah, that's just about what I expect. Well, now, look. When your mother comes back to the table here, you can help me and sort of back me up.
Mm-hmm.
We can lead up to the subject of the bears slowly and subtly.
Oh, you can count on me, Pop. I'm one of the slowest and subtlest leader-uppers in the world.
Yeah, don't I know it.
Pop, are you going to start with the, my, you look pretty in that dress, dear, routine, or the, are there any odd jobs doing around the house, dear, you want me to do, routine?
Quite.
It's the worst I've ever made.
Oh, dear, that's one of the most magnificent apple pies I've ever seen.
Fantabulous!
Oh, boy, that smells delicious.
Oh, and get on that crust, Pop. Brown to perfection.
Ashley, what do you mean, brown to perfection? It's burned to imperfection.
Oh, heck, Mama, I love my pastry burnt a bit. So do you, don't you, Pop?
As a matter of fact, dear, this pie is burnt just the way I adore my pies burnt.
Thanks, Mom. Look, I reckon I'll have two helpings.
Are you characters telling me that this charred offering is more appreciated than my normal apple pies?
Jessie, dear, it's just that you excel yourself every time you cook something and... Well, I know it doesn't seem possible, but you do.
Oh, boy. Oh, this is yummy, yummy, yummy.
I think you're both crummy, crumb, crummy.
Oh, delicious. Jessie, tell me something else. Isn't that a new way you've got your hair done? It's most attractive.
What?
Pop, if I wasn't eating gorgeous apple pie, you'd have taken the words right out of my mouth.
My hair is due to be washed, and right now it's an absolute mess. All right, boys, out with it. Who's broken what?
Broken?
Broken?
Who's broken anything?
Who's broken anything?
What prompted that remark?
What prompted that remark?
Will you two stop sounding like a pair of cockatoos? You're both leading up to something, and I know it.
Oh.
You've either smashed something or you want to go somewhere.
Oh.
That's probably it. Yes, yes, you want to go somewhere. And I'm getting buttered up before the axe falls.
Jessie, what a thing to say.
Jessie, what a thing to... I mean, Mum, what a thing to say.
Now, Dexter, let me tell you something. When I want to go anywhere special that you might object to, I ask your permission straight out, and I don't go on with a lot of rot. As a matter of fact, Janie and I have been invited to Mother's to spend all next weekend.
Yeah, well, you and Janie?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Oh.
And I'd appreciate your permission right now. Well, you and Ashley don't enjoy a weekend at Mother's, so Janie and I'd like to go by ourselves.
Next weekend?
Next weekend.
That's next Saturday and Sunday, Pop.
Yeah.
Well, I'll leave plenty of food in the house, and the only night we'll be away is the Saturday.
Saturday.
The Saturday.
Look, you don't have to look like two sick, forlorn ducks. I'll accept a direct answer without any arguments. May Janie and I go? Yes or no?
Yes!
The Commonwealth Savings Bank has a slogan, everywhere for everyone. And that's a very neat way to describe a tremendous service provided by Australia's biggest bank. The Commonwealth Savings Bank has over 7,800 offices. Wherever you live, wherever you work, wherever you go, there's an office of the Commonwealth Savings Bank near you. Nearly every post office in Australia is an agency of the Commonwealth Savings Bank. Now, here's the point. You can use your passbook at any of these offices. Yep. Your existing bank book. To pay in money to any office of the Commonwealth Savings Bank, just take your passbook along. It doesn't matter what branch your account is kept at, you can pay in money at any other office. You can also arrange to draw out money at any office. Just go to the office of the Commonwealth Savings Bank, tell them what you want to do, they'll fix it for you. You bank the most convenient way when you bank Commonwealth. And now, let's hear how Stevie Bear tries to get permission to go to the smoko from Mummy, Maudie, Grizzly Bear.
Oh, for goodness sake, Steve, it's 10 o'clock. Let's go to bed.
In a minute, Maudie, love. I've only got the last line of this poem to finish composing, and then I want you to hear it. It's to you.
Is that what you've been wasting all night over? I thought you'd given up writing stupid poetry.
No, sweet, I haven't given it up. It's me way of expressing me innermost feelings. Poetry's me hobby, me relaxation. Sometimes I think I should have took it up as me life's work.
Your life's work? You couldn't get a job writing tickets on yourself.
Now, Maudie, that isn't true. You know I got a special gift, a very special gift.
Oh, yes, yes, for being able to bend your elbow more times per minute than anyone else.
Now, Sugar Plum, as soon as I finish the last line of this ode, I'll read it to you.
Ode?
Yes.
Ode? I thought you was writing a poem. Ode to Maudie. Sounds like an I owed you.
Ode, ode. That's poetic parlance.
Oh.
And this ode, as I said, my pet, is desiccated to you.
Oh, desiccated to me. You must have made it an ode to a coconut.
You said it, not me. I got it. The last line. There. It's finished.
I got a feeling something fishy's going on here tonight.
Maudie, please. How can you spout ordinary crude things like that when I've just wrote me masterpiece? Love, there's poetry in the air.
There's also this fishy odour in the air.
Nothing of the kind. Kindly relax, sweetheart, and feast your ear holes on me ode.
Well, by golly, it'll want to be better than your last ode about autumn.
Hey?
That was terrible, really. How did it go now? Oh, yes. Autumn has come to us at last. I can tell by the dead leaves whizzing past. Oh, how about that?
Maudie, don't scoff at me autumn poem. It had lots of atmosphere and action.
Oh, is that what it had?
What about the last two lines? Sheer genius. All four seasons should be autumn. If I had my way, that's how I'd sort them.
Oh, brother. All right, love, let's hear the ode you've desiccated to me, and then I'll have a fair idea what's cooking in your screaming skull.
Now, lean back against the cushions, Maudie, and close your eyes. Permit what I have penned to penetrate your poetic appreciation.
Consider it done. Carry on, Bard of Avon. See if you can go from bard to verse.
Bard to verse, got it? Will I do it again? Bard, you right?
Not bad, was it, eh?
Maudie, please. Look.
Thought of it in the spare of the moment.
This is right for you, straight from me heart.
Won't you do me the honor of listening?
Yes, very well. Yes, I'll listen. I'll listen intently. But whatever the request is you're going to make after you've read the poem, wrote straight from your heart, the answer, straight from my heart, is no. Got that clear?
I shall treat that with ignore. Now, love, drink in these words like you would sip rare vintage wine.
I know what they're going to sound like. They're going to sound like Raw Red Nelly at Trippin' Sir Nip.
Right, here we go. Ode to my Maudie. Of all the women in this world, there's no one like my Maudie. She's kind and gentle and a pearl, and never is she bawdy.
That's true.
For many years now I've been wed to my darling Maudie. She still looks like a newlywed, although she's way past 40.
I'm 39. Can't you keep remembering that?
Oh, sorry, love, I'll change that. She still looks like a newlywed, although she's nearly 40.
That's better, yes. Is that the end of your odorous ode?
One more verse, love. Oh, she's gentle, kind, and never mad. That's my sweetie, Maudie. Doesn't scold me if I'm bad. For Maudie, let's applaud him.
Applaudy? There's no such word as applaudy.
Poetic license, my dear. When a man writes poetry like that, he's given poetic license.
When a man writes poetry like that, he should be given a dog license. Listen, Gallagher, you've spent hours writing that drivel tonight, and it's not going to help you one bit, I'll tell you that. Now, come on, let's have it. Where do you want to go and when, so I can give you a real quick answer?
Maudie, love, you got me all wrong.
Oh, no, I've got you all right. I'm wishing I hadn't got you at all. Come on, where is it and when is it?
Well, I'll tell you. It's next Saturday night. It's a special big general meeting of the Bears.
Now, wait a minute. A special big general meeting of the Bears or the annual guzzling smoko of the Bears?
Okay. It's the annual smoko, but I'll be good this year, Maudie. I'll do the right thing and get home early. I mean, I haven't worn me bearskin cap for ages now.
No, and you won't be wearing it for ages more, either. Not after that last lot.
Oh, please, Maudie. It's only once a year with the boys. If you let me go this time, just this once, I promise to behave.
That'll be the day, won't it? Listen, I'll answer you with a little poem of me own, and I don't need a license to drive it. Cop this. Don't let your old man go to smokos. That's me special motto. He'll go and join a bunch of locos, and then he'll come home blotto.
Gee, Pop. Sure is a quiet old Saturday without the females.
Yeah. Listen, son. Look, I can see Steve Gallagher coming in our front gate, and I want you to remember what I told you. We don't let on the women are away.
Okay, Pop. And you're going to pretend you're not allowed out tonight. And you're going to the Bears anyway.
Yeah, just a gag on Steve. Just leave everything to me and back me up. This is going to be really funny. I'll get it.
Hi, Hattie boy.
Oh, good morning, Steve. Come on in.
Hi, Ash.
Hi, Mr. Gallagher.
Tell me, Steve, are you all set for tonight or not? You can speak freely. The women are out shopping.
Diggy boy, the Bears won't be enjoying the pleasure of my company tonight.
Oh?
I just had a final go at Maudie. We had an argument about the Bears. She clunked me, and now I'm a bear with a sore head.
Jesse won't let me go out tonight either, but I'm going anyway.
Yeah, well, you're luck. Hey, what did you say?
I said that Jesse's refused point blank to let me go, but I'm still going. What do you got to say to that?
Just one thing. What a horrible way to commit suicide.
I wouldn't say that. I'm just going to make sure that we retire to bed early tonight, and when Jesse's sound asleep, I'm going to climb out the window and down the ladder.
I'm going to be the one who puts the ladder in position.
Yep, and I'll have all the clothes I need hung in the garage so I can make a quick change and a getaway. My wife sleeps heaviest from the time she drops off to about 5 a.m, and that's when she starts tossing a bit, you see. But my plan is to return from the Bears Club and re-enter my bedroom window at about 4 a.m.
On the dot.
Yeah.
Dickie boy, you've got more courage than I give you credit for. You're not half as chicken as I thought.
Steve, I'm not known as Daredevil Dutton for nothing.
Yeah, Pop might have goose pimples, but he's not chicken.
Listen, pal, if you're going to go through with this idea, so am I. Morty's a pretty heavy sleeper, too. And I'll make sure we both hit the cot extra early tonight.
Oh, but Mr. Gallagher,
Ashley, quiet. I mean, Mr. Gallagher wants to try the same angle as me. He's entitled to. Look, Steve, how about if after I climb down my ladder and change in the garage, I prop your ladder in position?
Ah, beauty. If you see me bedroom window wide open, you'll know Maudie's sound asleep.
Right.
If it's nearly closed, it'll mean she hasn't quite gone off.
Oh, I get it. If the window's not wide open, I'll wait for the signal to tell me she's gone off.
I've been putting up with that for years. Morty. Morty, love, are you asleep? You asleep, Morty? What a silly question with that noise going on. Sounds like she's sawing through a 6x6 chunk of hardwood. Well, I reckon it's pretty safe to open wide the window.
Okay, Steve. Okay, Dex, but keep the noise down.
I've just got to swing the ladder across. Grab it with your hands to stop it bumping anything.
Easy. Easy. Right. I got it.
Get onto the first rung backwards and then take the rungs one at a time slowly.
Right.
That's it, slowly.
Well, you don't think I'm going to slide down it like a slippery dip?
Just seven more steps to go, Steve.
Yeah?
Count the seven as you come.
Seven. Righto. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Oh, blimey, what happened? Oh, you forgot the last step to the ground. It's bigger than the others. Are you all right? Yeah, well, cut out the loud groaning here. Wake up Morty.
Oh, if I scream my head off, she wouldn't hear me over the noise she's making herself.
Well, come on, let me help you up. Do you think you'll be all right, or would you rather go on back up to bed?
I'll be right. I got me little bag and me bearskin cap. And nothing's going to stop this bear growling tonight. Come on, let's head for me garage so as I can change.
Oh, but Steve, why don't you go like that? I mean, you look so cute in those extra shorty pajamas.
Listen, mate, just because I'm a bear going to the bears, it don't mean I'm going bear. Ah, well, then, you boy. It's been a great night, eh? Not many of us left. They've all shut through.
Steve, when I have a night out, I have a night out.
Me too. Hey, what do you think about me winning this beaut little alarm clock in the raffle?
Hey, that's your snorter. Well, as alarm clocks go, it's very nice, Steve, but alarm clocks are my worst enemies.
Bully for you. Boy, look at the time.
What's the time?
It's going on 3:30.
Oh, who cares? Who cares? My wife's away for the weekend and so's Janie.
Yeah, but... What was that?
Oh, you heard me. It doesn't matter. Excuse me. I've got to see Mike Dooley for a minute before he goes. I'll be back.
Yeah. Did Dick say to me what I thought he said? If his missus and Janie is away, what was his racket? He got me to sneak out and... Yeah, he took me for an Alec. Oh, I don't like being took for an Alec. I'll fix him. And what can I do? I'll play some kind of a gag on Dickie. I've got it. I'll set me little alarm clock for when he'll just about be in bed and asleep, and it'll wake him up with a nasty shock. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, that's it. I'll set it about there. That'll do it. 4:00, he said now. I'll shove it into his little bag. And I hope he sleeps with it under his pillow. Oh, a beauty. That does it.
I hope it's got a loud ring like a kick from a mule.
Steve, are you talking to yourself? If you are, I think it's time we went home.
I wasn't talking to myself. I was singing a little ditty.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a pretty witty little ditty.
Well, I think we ought to have one short drink for the road and then scram.
We'll have one for the left side of the road, one for the right side of the road, and then one for the yellow line down the middle of the road.
Yeah, well, you can, but not me, thanks.
And then I've got to have a double for the double yellow lines on the hill.
Steve, I think you've had enough beer for one night. Just have the one more and we'll leave.
Who's had enough? You may not realise it, but I've only had one glass all night.
Yeah. One glass all night?
Only one glass. Trouble is, some galah keeps on filling it up.
Everybody should have a Commonwealth check account. The housewife will find a check account a great help. It'll make her housekeeping and family budgeting so much easier. The man of the house will find it gives him a record of expenses for his tax return. Young people starting work will find a Commonwealth check account teaches them how to manage their personal finances. Remember, you don't have to be over 21 to open a check account at the Commonwealth Trading Bank. There are some people who think it's a complicated business. Well, it's not. It's very easy. You'll find the staff of the Commonwealth Trading Bank always ready to help you and advise you. Inquire at the nearest branch. You'll soon realize what you've been missing in not having a Commonwealth Trading Bank check account. Keep all your banking under the one roof. Make life easier. Bank Commonwealth.
Wait a minute. You can't go up the ladder like that. You've got your pajama coat on backwards.
Have I? Well, just do up the buttons down the back.
Come on, take it off. We've got to put it on properly.
Why? Well, what's the difference?
The difference is that Morty saw you go to bed with it on frontwards, and she might think it funny when she sees you wearing it backwards.
Nah, she'll just think I turned over in my sleep.
Oh, come on, take it off. Come on, get it off.
All right, yeah, right, now,
put your arms in that way.
Right, this one. Right.
That.
Now, let me climb the ladder of success.
Yeah, well, keep your voice down.
Now, where's the ladder? Let me at it. I'll climb that stairway to the stars.
Shush.
The lovely stairway to the stars.
Steve, look, what are you trying to do? You don't want to wake Morty, do you?
What a question. Does a man want to wake a sleeping crocodile? Not that I'm referring to Morty as a crocodile, mind you. I'm not.
No.
She's more like an alligator.
Oh, Steve, look, I'm worried about you. I'm not sure you can climb the ladder and get through the window.
Listen, son, I can climb anything. Look out, Hillary, here I come. I climb the highest mountain if I know that when I climb that mountain, I find anyone but Morty.
Look, it's no good, Gallagher. I'm more than worried about you. You'll never make it up there.
Dickie boy, don't tell me you're worried about me.
Well, I am.
You was real worried today, wasn't you, when you swindled me into this mess, eh?
Well...
You with Jessie away and no chance of her finding out what time you get home.
Well, I'm sorry, Steve. I apologize, and I've apologized before, but now I've got to get you out of the mess I got you into.
Yeah.
Go on up the ladder, and I'll follow behind and help you through the window.
Yeah, well, that's about the least you could do. Right, here we go. Up, and away!
Oh,
hey, where's the first step? It's not there.
That's because the ladder's not there. It's 2 feet to your right.
Oh, yeah. I got it. It won't get away from me again. Follow me, pal. Up we go.
Careful. Watch it.
Windy up here, eh? Hey, listen, Dex. Can't you stay a bit more behind me? You keep nudging me with your head.
Stop me nudging you with my head, you Alec. you nudging me with your, it's you nudging me.
Oh, how are we going? I must be nearly there.
Hey? Two more runs and you'll be at the window ledge. Yeah, come on up.
Hey, wait, wait. Dex.
What is it?
I don't feel too good. Dex?
What a thing to say when we're stuck up here. You don't feel too good. How do you think I feel?
Eh?
Start easing yourself through the window and be quiet.
Right, right. Give us a bit of a push and a shove, will you?
Easy does it. See if you can slide to the floor on your hands and
I made it, Dex. I'm on the floor.
All right. Now remember, Morty's in bed. Sneak quietly into your own bed and no one will be the wiser. What's that?
It's in your bag, you dope. Shut it off.
What's
that noise?
Oh.
Steve, how did you get on the floor? And Dexter Dutton, what did... Oh, I get
now,
it.
Now, please, Morty, now.
A lot of you young people never seem to worry about the future. You should, you know. You're going to spend the rest of your life there. What is the future? Let us say it's the period that starts from tomorrow. Next week is the future. Next year is the future, or 10 years hence. What will you be doing 10 years from now? Well, I know one answer. A lot of you will be married. Most marriages in Australia take place in the early 20s. How much money to get married? Well, that's not so easy to answer, but one thing is certain, you need some. The more the better. Quite often the difference between happy marriage and unhappy marriage is just a matter of money. So think about it. Give your future a chance of happiness and success. Save something each week towards it. But start now. It's fatal to put it off. Open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account every week. Bank Commonwealth.
If money can buy it, saving will get it. So bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank Commonwealth now.
Life with Dexter is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy Life with Dexter at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.